This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Rob Center could never be fabulous. Sure, he's doing a great job over there, so we really appreciate his help and hard work. We are so glad to say that we're making an acquaintance with someone we haven't spoken to in a couple of years, but I know she's been busy. Maggie Abel is back on the line. Good morning, Maggie. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate that. You are the artistic director of the Grand Travelers and Scrim Youth Theater, GTS Youth Theater. So tell me about this theater company for young people to pass on some great education you've received on to them. Tell us about GTS Youth Theater.
Well, it started out as a dream, and then the pandemic hit.
Right.
And you know, theater performances and companies were having to cancel. They were having to delay. The schools were canceling. They were downsizing. There were still sports events and activities going on for the kids, but not as much in the artistic realm. So decided to speed up starting the company, and we came on board. We started last August with a lot of Zoom performances for the kids.
And tell us what you do. I mean, you're a non-profit organization, just minimal expenses associated with this. You got some rental fees and maybe a stipend that goes out or so on, but really, truly non-profit, just taking your love of theater to the kids. Kind of explain that whole process.
That's pretty much it. I mean, we don't ask for any costs from the families at all. We do ask for donations, and a lot of things come out of pocket. You know, hopefully with future performances, we'll have some ticket sales. There are a lot of our shows that we do have that are free to watch. We just ask for donations, and every now and then we do have one where we have ticket prices, and that's usually a show that we have to license. We do a lot of our stuff where we write or adapt in-house, so that kind of helps us on cost. So, yeah, we do have a costume room where we have costumes and props for when we get to go back on stage. We do some props with the Zooms. And then we have, like, our Zoom and webinar and, you know, things like that.
All right, we're talking about the Grand Travelers and Scrim Youth Theater that's operating right in our area, going to have performances this summer at Central Oaks Heights in West Milton. Give us some sort of a sense that when a child is involved in theater, whether they seem as though they were born naturally to be on stage or, you know, it takes some pushing by you and parents and other folks to get it to happen, something happens. It often lights a fire in the child, and really it just it helps the child grow up in a more mature fashion.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we do have some kids that they get up on the stage or they get in front of the camera and they just immediately light up. There's some natural talent, and they just sort of take off, and we just kind of guide them and direct them and help hone the skills. We do have other kids that might have some stage fright or just kind of naturally shy, and then we work with them little by little, and then eventually you see it. You just see the click, and it's like, oh, this is fun, and then they start to take off. Some of our best little actors are those that were kind of shy in the beginning, and now all of a sudden you just see them glow. And then we have some kids we've worked with for 2 to 3 years in other avenues that now you just can't believe it's the same kid, and it's just the most exciting thing to see. And it does help. It helps with the self-confidence. You're helping with memorization. There are some socialization skills. So there are skills that the kids can learn that do help them in other areas of life as they grow.
Well, it really develops into a lifelong interest in theater, too, and
mm-hmm.
maybe that's the one of the greatest worths there, whether the kids keep acting or, you know, participating or backstage, but, you know, maybe just a real interest in this form of the arts, you know, might be just a lifelong benefit for folks. Well, tell us what's happening this weekend and what's happening this summer. It is showtime.
Okay. Well, this weekend we have auditions for our adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. That's Sunday and Monday from 6 to 8. It'll be at the Heritage Room at Central Oaks Heights. And the Heritage Room is in the same building where the dining hall is. We are actually working with a couple playwrights in Williamsport. One is a 17-year-old senior, Ramsey, we love Ramsey, and a college student at Lycoming College that are, have been writing this for us. The performances will be in June. Those will be 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Outdoor Tabernacle at Central Oak Heights. We wanted to come off the Zoom a little bit. It's summer. The weather's going to be beautiful. Let the kids get some fresh air while we can still work easily within the COVID guidelines. So we're super, super excited about this. We're all kind of like dancing in our seats. And then we have partnered up with BVRA, and we're going to do summer camps in the park. So West Lawn, which is the big open field at the St. Mary's Park here in Lewisburg, kind of catty-corner from the tennis courts, we're doing two-week summer camps. We have a morning session for our kindergartner to fifth graders, and we're doing a 12 Dancing Princesses. And in the afternoon from 1 to 5 with our 6th to 11th graders, we're doing an adaptation of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. We haven't forgot our 12th graders. They are more than welcome to volunteer and come help us with the summer camps. Along with that, we are working with the Rex Day Campers for 8 weeks, and for 2 hours a week, we're going to be doing theater hour with the day campers for the Rec.
All right, we invite folks to check out more about all of these topics at gtsyoutheater.com. If folks go to that website, what will they find if they want to get more information about either this weekend's auditions or performances or the summer camp?
We do have a page on our website with upcoming events. You go on there, it gives you all the information. There is also the contact info if somebody needs to have questions answered. And the summer camp registration is actually on the BVR website, but we have the link on our webpage to go to that. We also have the same information on our Facebook page.
I'm going to say bvrec.org comes to mind, but I haven't done a BVR interview in about 3 or 4 months, so we got to get back into that. But okay, so bvrec.org. Yep, that checks out. Okay, so GTS, Grand Theater, or Grand Travelers in Scrim Youth Theater. Tell us about that name and tell us a little bit about yourself before we wrap up today.
Oh, me? Well, I've been doing theater for about 40 years. I, again, you know, in school, joined the drama club, and it was just almost an instant love affair. So I've been doing theater on and off for years, and then here, about the last 5 or 6 years, I've actually gotten into more performances and directing, and realized we needed more in our little pocket of the valley here for the performing arts kids. So that's how we ended up with GTS Youth Theater. The name actually came because in theater, there's a lot of different curtains and backdrops. Your front curtains are your grands, your middle curtains are your travelers, and then you have like a back curtain backdrop called the scrim. So we have our elementary, our middle school, and our high schoolers.
I would have never put that together. I knew what a scrim was, but I didn't know the name of the travelers or nor the grand curtain. I know what a proscenium is, so see, I have that going for me. But, yeah, just enough theater experience to be dangerous. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I think folks are really have learned over the past 5 or 6 years to really be grateful you're around and sharing your gift.
Oh, you know, that's one of the hardest things. Talk about yourself. This was born out of the fact that I love theater, and I think that it should be accessible to everybody. And I also think it needs to be accessible to our kids. You know, we have sports covered, you know, and that's covered every which way, not so much with theater. So I think we need to have this accessible to kids. I love theater, so matching up the two seemed like a no-brainer to me. And I think I'll probably on my deathbed still be in some sort of play or directing because I just love it and I cannot get enough of it.
Well, yeah, when somebody said to you a long time ago, you could grow up to be somebody, and you said, oh, yes, I'd like to be Juliet, I'd like to be Margaret in a famous play, I'd like to be a lot of people. So, and you did
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. We'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation?
You know what? I could ramble on all day long when it comes to theater and the kids, but you know, if you have a child that is interested, you've got questions, reach out. We're always accessible. If not, at least come out and support these kids. Come out and see the performances. They're absolutely fantastic. We have a lot of wonderfully talented kids in the Valley. And you should come see it.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for sharing and for giving us this information and spending all the time on this. And we know from previous performances and the work you did last year, some kids have really developed a tremendous interest in this performing and and just helping out and being part of this. Thank you, Maggie. Thanks for checking in today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
That is Maggie Abel, Artistic Director at the Grand Travelers and Scrim, as in the curtains that are on a theater. How about that? Grand Travelers and Scrim Youth Theater, GTS Youth Theater as it's known, GTSYouthTheater.com. They have auditions tomorrow and then performances in June at Central Oak Heights, and then after that performances associated with a camp that'll be set up with the Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority. GTSYouthTheater.com.